Keep yourself in the loop of everything football on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. The latest news on and off the field, be it college football, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC to the NFL. We've got you covered. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GSMC Football Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, as always, Jeff Malinoff. And man, we've had some chaos in the world of the free agent market so far this season. Well, I mean, the season technically hasn't even started yet. The season actually doesn't start till tomorrow. So, yeah. We're already getting ahead of things, and we haven't even started the season yet. That's crazy. And it's only the beginning because we have more stuff this morning. For example, we'll go into this morning's signings, and we'll go through each of the major signings that have happened. And I guess you can grade them. I'll grade them. Why not? You know, it probably is easier that way. So we'll go into that. But first, let's talk about the new signings that happened today. Two, in fact. There is one talk about a third one being Teddy Bridgewater, most likely re-signing with the Saints because he's probably going to be the starting quarterback and he likes the culture in the locker room. And like I said, the quarterback position, once Breeze is gone. And Breeze is probably gone by either next season or the season afterwards. I don't see him having very much time left. So that is probably the best move for Teddy Bridgewater in the long run because of the fact that he got a big offer from the Dolphins, supposedly, and he just turned it down. I think he wants to win. So obviously the Saints have a better chance of winning in the next couple of years than the Dolphins do, as the Dolphins already said, well, the front office said, you know, we're rebuilding for the future, which I took it as rebuilding for when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are gone. That's my take on the whole thing, at least. So with that being said, it's probably the best move for him in the long run. So moving on to two signings that are 99.99% going to go down tomorrow that happened this morning is... C.J. Mosley, a very talented linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens and has been since, I believe, his whole career, is signing with the New York Jets. And it's not just it's a mega deal, if you will. 5 years, $85 million with $51 million guaranteed. And as you remember, yesterday, Quan Alexander was signed by the 49ers, and people were like, whoa, you overpaid him. He has a $54 million contract. Well, C.J. Mosley, who had a few more years under his belt, not many, but still, he's 26 compared to Alexander's 24. He's played since 2014, so he's been in the league for about 5 years now. But he gets a five-year contract. And 5 years equals a lot of money, $85 million, and he gets that 51 guaranteed. So he's guaranteed almost as much as the entire contract of Quan Alexander, which is pretty darn absurd, all things considered. Well, maybe not absurd, but it's funny how you can look at one contract and go, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of money. Are they sure they want to spend that much? And then it goes to another person of the same position, and they're getting paid like just as much, or almost like almost twice as more, if you will. Well, not close to twice as more, but like a good $30 million more. Plus, they're guaranteed what you are going to get in your whole contract. But I don't think Kwon Alexander is going to be complaining since he is guaranteed $30 million. I mean, you're still a multimillionaire 30 times over, so guaranteed. So I think he's fine with his contract, all things considered. And with that being said, if I had to grade this signing by the Jets, obviously they have money to burn. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they are the second highest salary cap in the league. And they have the money to burn. And people are like, oh, they should save up. They're going to save their money. They're going to spend. They're going to break the bank for Le'Veon Bell. They still can. They still can give him what he wants. The Jets are second in total salary cap. So as of right now, the total salary cap space they have is over $80 million. So they obviously have plenty to go on what is remaining. So that's good for that. They're fine. They can afford him, and they can still afford Le'Veon Bell if he chooses to go. But Le'Veon Bell did post on Twitter that he was like, I don't know which one to choose. This is such a tough decision, which he's not lying. He has the option to go wherever he pleases, so he doesn't want to mess it up because, I mean, who knows if he doesn't like the next place he goes to, is it going to be a replica of what happened in Pittsburgh? Probably. So, obviously, it's a tough decision. And they're probably offering, like, there's probably multiple teams offering the same amount of money. Like, I'll be shocked if one team offers to way over the top compared to other teams because of his commodity. And I don't think anyone's going to lowball him just based off his history with the Pittsburgh Steelers and how he sat out an entire season, basically. So, I see it as more teams are playing it fair and going, you know what, we just got to give him his money. He's that talented. He's been a year off. He's fully rested. We need him. So we'll see who gets him in the long run. But going back to CJ Mosley, how I would grade this, I'll give it a good B, a solid B. I think that's a good solid pickup. He's a very talented linebacker, and can only make that defense better. So I'll give it a B. The other signing that happened this morning, as I was coming to work, actually. Was the Browns, and they're making more noise again. They signed Sheldon Richardson to a 3-year deal. And Sheldon Richardson had a pretty solid season. He had 7.5 sacks last year. A very good interior defensive lineman. Very positive throughout. He just always has been a very... He's always contributed. He's always a interior lineman. Always been a big factor in a team's defense. The deal is 3-year, $36 million. And, you know, I'll give this a C+ because not because of his talent, just because, like, they have plenty of other talent on that line. And honestly, it's only $36 million, granted. And he's 28 years old. He's still pretty young, all things considered. But the thing is, he's been a journeyman for a period of time. He was 3 years with the Jets when he was drafted. He was the Defensive Rookie of the Year, granted. But since then, he's played for the Seahawks and Vikings in back-to-back years. So he's not a guy that I would say, oh, yeah, he's going to stay there for the whole time. Because we really don't know where the future holds for him. This is his third team in 3 years. So we'll see how this contract goes, and we'll see if it's worth their while. But I'll give it a C. I'll give it a solid C. It's not going to make the team worse by any means. I think he can still help the team if he still has a bunch of potential to unlock, but it doesn't mean he can't unlock it in Cleveland. And it's crazy to think that Cleveland is now one of the premier front offices of how good they're making their team. They're doing well in the free agent market as of right now, and they have nailed their draft picks the last 2 or 3 years. So With that being said, like, man, that team is looking pretty good as definitely a favorite for the AFC North, in my opinion. And, you know, you can call me crazy on this. I consider them Super Bowl contenders, AFC contenders. So, I maybe you can disagree with that, absolutely, but I see them as a serious threat in the AFC. Yeah, their last season record doesn't really show that, obviously, but man, there's still tons of potential. This team is extremely young, completely full of talent, and just, I think they can get the job done. And if they keep moving stuff in free agent market, they could definitely win their division, get to the playoffs, maybe even get a first round bye, and get to the Super Bowl. They could dethrone the Patriots' three-peat at the moment. They're three-peat as AFC champions. So we'll see how that goes and turns out. But I'll give them a good chance. Yeah. So, again, I'll give that rank a C for the Sheldon Richardson signing. And one more signing. We'll do one more. We'll keep doing signings and taking breaks and doing signings. But we'll do another quick signing that happened the other day or yesterday. Because, you know, as soon as the show ended, like I was saying, all this stuff kept happening. Like, I was driving home, finishing up work. I posted everything, and everything was uploaded, and everything was good to go, edited and whatnot. So I'm driving home. My phone keeps going off. I'm like, that's my news. That's my sports alert sound, or my chime, if you will. And I didn't look at it because I was driving, but we hit this really heavy. We were in stop and go traffic, so we were basically stopped for a good 5 minutes. I was like, I better just check and see what it is. And I just audibly go, holy. Well, I can't finish what I said after that, but I was completely shocked by the fact that, like, all these signings were going down and all these signings were talked about. The safeties and the safeties being signed, like the Honey Badger and Collins. I think Collins happened on Monday, but regardless. Wait. Yeah. I'm right. Yeah, it happened yesterday. Like Frank Gore was also talked about. DeSean Jackson has been traded. Nick Foles, especially that contract. All that happened like 5 minutes apart, it felt like. It just felt like it was coming at you like boom, 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 boom. Like, talk about a house of fire. Like, everyone was getting out and telling the world what was happening. It just seemed all these like meetings that were happening between players and teams, there was a guy who had Twitter ready to go as soon as it was, like, they like said, I'll agree to this. They're like, boom, we got to do it now. Go, 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 go. It's like a task force of some kind. It's pretty insane. It's pretty intense. So with that being said, one more I want to talk about before we go to break is Terrell Suggs, another Raven, who's 36 years old. He's up there. He is expected to sign with the Arizona Cardinals, the retirement home of the NFL, if you will. And it seems to be a 1 year, $7 million contract. So after 16 years with the Baltimore Ravens, Terrell Suggs moves to Arizona, goes from the AFC North to the NFC West. So 16 years with one team, and he goes to Arizona on a 1 year deal. And, you know, it seems that Terrell Suggs is moving into, obviously, trying to just keep playing, and I don't think the Ravens wanted to pay him anymore, and he was past his prime, and pretty understandable, all things considered. But it's an end of an era in Baltimore for Terrell Suggs, as he and him and Ray Lewis were basically the four of that, the two faces of that team, if you will. And so that is the end of the era over in Baltimore. especially with Joe Flacco gone as well. It is not the same team as we're used to. It's not your grandma's Ravens or your dad's Ravens. I mean, they've only been around since the mid-90s. So, regardless, with that being said, we obviously this is going to be a finished year for Terrell Suggs. This probably is going to be his last year in the NFL. But we will see, because we always think, oh, he's done after the season. Then he comes back. Not just Terrell Suggs, just anyone in general. That's usually how things work. But we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about certain a more free agent markets and what you graded. Oh, by the way, my Terrell Suggs grade is just it's a C. Like, I would even put it in a D range, because he's just past his prime, and the Cardinals are, I don't know what the Cardinals are looking for in him. So, regardless, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about free agency and the grades I have for certain big major signings. We'll be right back right after this.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Football Podcast. Still going over all the free agent signings that happened, and the biggest one in the most important position, arguably the quarterback position, has been signed. The biggest commodity for quarterbacks in this free agent market. Nick Foles has found a new home in Jacksonville, as he has signed a humongous contract that, well, I'll let you listen to it and see how you think. It's a 4-year, $88 million deal. Obviously, there's been contracts recently by quarterbacks that have had way more. But for a guy who was a backup quarterback last year, had a opportunity to become starting quarterback with the Eagles in their playoff run, and he led them to a Super Bowl 52 victory over the New England Patriots. Nick Foles is now the second quarterback and only the second team to actually beat the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick Patriots. Obviously, the first being the New York Giants twice. And that's where the only losses come from in Tom Brady's Super Bowl career, as he is 6-3 in the Super Bowl. So, pretty impressive throughout. And that made him a hot commodity. And he got the start again at the end of the season with the Eagles and got them back into the playoffs. So, he lightning struck twice, in a sense, for the for Nick Foles. And now, he's signing mass. He's going to be the franchise quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It seems all but a certainty, all but 100% facts, that Blake Bortles is going to be released. That era is over in Jacksonville, probably for the best. One of the main reasons I believe they were not as good as they were the year before is because of the fact that when you think about a team on defense, what do you do to really beat them? Put them on the field a lot. You That's why you run the ball. You get first downs. You make them exhausted. And for a defense to succeed, they got to be on the field as less time as possible to really show, you know. So with that being said, Blake Bortles didn't really do a lot of first downs, keeping the team on the field a lot offensively. There was a good chunk of, just a lot of three and outs and interceptions and just continuously going back onto the field and being exhausted going into the next series where they had to play defense again and again and again. It seemed like the defense was on the field more than the offense was for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's why they did so poorly this season. So with a quarterback now in Nick Foles, I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback this year. It seemed like my mock draft not too long ago had them drafting or trading ahead of the Giants and taking the fourth or fifth pick and selecting Kyler Murray as their draft pick. But now it seems like they're not going to go with a quarterback. I'm not entirely sure what they're going to go for, to be completely honest with you now. It seems a little vague what they can do and what they cannot do. So I'm not entirely sure who they're going to draft. It's quite unknown, actually, to be completely honest. So I'm actually very intrigued to see what the Jaguars do in the draft. I don't know if they'll do offense to boost up that offense. I don't know what their actual ideas are when it comes down to that. But we'll see how everything turns out. But with that being said, I grade this an A. Not just because Nick Foles is like the Super Bowl MVP. Just because they have someone that they know they can rely on to just keep the offense on the field. They don't need to score. I don't care if they only score 3 points, you know. Just stay on the field. Just stay, like, keep that time of possession up high. You know, it's, and you do that, your defense will be super stellar. And now, and then your defense will make your offense look even better. So that's how you make that team better, is you keep the defense off the field for as long as you possibly can. So if Nick Foles can just manage the game, he could do obviously more. I'm not saying he can't do more. But if he just keeps that offense on for the field for a long period of time, 10, 15 minutes a game, maybe longer, we'll see. That should really boost that defense's statistics up, and we'll see how everything goes. And I expect some positivity definitely going into this, continuing on for Nick Foles. Definitely, I like it a lot. I like the signing a lot, and the Jaguars can be back in the AFC Championship game before you know it. So with that being said, moving on to another big signing is the safeties that have been signed. And oh my gosh, you have to love people reading into stuff too much, because the Bleacher Report on Twitter made a big of, huh, Le'Veon Bell changed his profile of color to green. Is that hinting at the Jets? Is that what he's saying? Is he a Jet now? Okay, that's reading into things too much. You know, green can also mean money, right? You know, green can also mean other things. Like, it's not just the Jets. What if he just chose to join the Packers? Like, or just, you know what I mean? It just, don't read into it too much, because it doesn't have to be like that. It's probably not actually what you think it is at all. And saying that he's hinting at being a Jet, I mean, yeah, one of his main options is the New York Jets, because they have the money to pay him what he wants. But that doesn't mean necessarily that he'll change his profile to green because of that. Like, there's what It's just confusing is all that they go to great lengths to really think of a story. Because why on earth would his Twitter color, his profile color, be a factor in like where he's going to end up? I'm sorry, I don't see it. But okay, moving on to actual signings that actually happened, not Illuminati-esque conspiracy theories. That's basically what this is. He changed the color of the green. His number is 26. 2 plus 6 is 8. 8 is the number of touchdown runs he had combined the last 2 years. 2 years ago, he was a good running back. This year, he's not a good running back. And that's why Le'Veon Bell is going to be a New York Jet. And then it's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. None of what you just said makes sense. So why are you trying to make something out of nothing? That's just how I see it right now. Saying that his son decided because he tweeted, "I'm so torn right now," that you can talk about that, saying, "Oh, he really doesn't know where to go." That makes sense. Talking about his color, profile color, whole different story. Anyways, moving on from that. The shocking release of Deshaun Gibson from the Jaguars, who I thought he was a pretty big important defensive player for that team, looks like he's signing with the Houston Texans. I mean, the Texans did just lose the Honey Badger, as the Honey Badger did sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about that later as well. But we'll go on Deshaun Gibson, as he has signed, or it sounds like he's going I can say words, don't worry. He is going to sign with the Houston Texans. I would say that's an upgrade. I would say that's a pretty good upgrade, all things considered, for the Houston Texans. Maybe an upgrade is a strong term, because Honey Badger was a very solid player. But it's a great change in pace. It's a great trade off. Like, he's definitely going to be a big factor for the Houston Texans. And ironically, the last game he played as a Jaguar was against the Texans in Week 17. So you know what that means. It's Illuminati. Of course not. Just a very weird coincidence. And it seems that we don't know what his contract is at the moment, or what it holds. Like, if there's a new contract, or like how much he signed for, or anything like that. So we'll see how that all plays out. But the man he's replacing, Matthew, and the Honey Badger, signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, which is a huge, huge addition to that defense, because they desperately need that help in the secondary. That was one of their main concerns going into the playoffs, and that was going to be their downfall, arguably, and all this other. And it kind of was at the end of the day, but granted, now with the addition of the Honey Badger, I wouldn't say broke the bank, but they did make him a very rich man at 3 years, $42 million. And again, he said, I think a year ago or so, he wants to win a ring. So, I mean, he could have won one with the Texans, I'm not going to lie. But going to the Chiefs is no bad move either. I mean, they're definitely a contender still. Regardless, without Kareem Hunt, they still have the Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill combination. And so we'll see how everything else goes through that. But again, a great addition to the Kansas City roster, and makes them even a more formidable threat. Honestly, I'll give that grade an A. I mean, you didn't really have that good of a safety to begin with. You didn't have any positive safeties or anything positive to look at in that circumstance. And now you have a bona fide pro here in the Honey Badger. I like it. I honestly like it a lot. I like the trade a lot. I think it's a smart move. So I'll go with a great addition to them. Do I see their wins improving? Like, were they 14-2 or 13-3 last year? So, well, they were first in the whole conference, and they got the first round bye and home field advantage. So they can't really get much better because they literally were the best, you know. So, but this can keep them at the best, you know. This could keep them at the at where they are and keep them as a Super Bowl favorites and an AFC contender favorites, you know? So definitely a positive for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like I said, high grade for them, definitely. And we'll see how if they can come back. But I think the main question is, can Patrick Mahomes keep the way he's been playing? Can he replicate, maybe not exactly replicate, but try to do it again. Try to continue his role as starting quarterback and play at a high level. Play at an MVP-like level. Doesn't need to win MVP again. Doesn't need to go 50 touchdowns again. But needs to play at a fact where they can rely on him to make the big plays, to do everything right, you know? So with that being said, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll finish up with all the other free agent signings that need to be discussed. And we will see who's looked even better with all these acquisitions and who's maybe even looked worse. But we'll see. Get on right on that when we return.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. Whoa. Tongue twister. Anyways, moving on. We finished talking about the Nick Foles signing, the Honey Badgers signing, the Deshaun Gibson signing, the CJ Mosley signing, the Sheldon Richardson signing. You know, none of these are actually official yet until tomorrow. So, honestly, someone could back out on a deal to be in all honesty, but honestly, I doubt it, but it's still crazy to think, these aren't exactly official yet, but they're just as good as official, basically, especially with some of the contracts that have happened, $51 million guarantee for CJ Mosley. I don't think he's saying, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want that contract, you know, if that is actually the true contract, which I'm assuming it is. So, with that being said, it's like, if you could see one of these guys, saying, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm backing out on this deal, it's like, I would say, a Terrell Suggs, or, someone with a minor, kind of a smaller contract, all things considered, but not too small. I don't know, there just seems to be other thought process through this whole off-season. So, this is the off-season to the off-season, if you will, because we got to wait until this ends tomorrow for the official beginning of next season so we can actually have these official contracts being signed. And we still don't know the destination for some key ones like Earl Thomas and Le'Veon Bell. And, of course, there's also still talks about Odell Beckham Jr. being traded. We don't know if that's going to go down or not. It seems like the 49ers are still in talks with them. I mean, that's been the news for the last 2 days. So we'll see if that actually is going to go through. But I wonder what they will have to give up. Would they have to give up their number two pick in the draft and subsequently lose a chance to get Nick Bosa if the Cardinals are going to draft Kyler Murray with the number one overall pick? There's still a lot of unanswered questions that are going to be answered later on. But we would we're very curious about right now. But again, this is the pre-off season to the off season. like it's kind of like assistant to the regional manager. Like, or if you watch one of the last episodes of The Office, he goes, I need an assistant to the regional manager. So an assistant to the regional manager. So it makes sense, or it kind of sounds like that in a sense, where this is like an off-season to the off-season to the regular season in the NFL, you know? So that's kind of how I see things. Anyways, other notable signings that have happened. Frank Gore, it looks like he's signing with the Buffalo Bills. Hey, it looks like someone wants to play for the Buffalo Bills. It looks like his career is winding down. I'm not sure if he's staying just for the rushing stats and passing Barry Sanders or something of that nature or something like that. I'm not entirely sure where the swan song for Frank Gore's career ends, but it might be in Buffalo. He might play one final year in San Francisco for old time's sake. I'm not sure what he is planning on doing, but it sounds like he's going to be in the on the Buffalo Bills for the next season. I wouldn't say foreseeable future based off that. And wow, 14 minutes ago, this Jesse James, the former Steelers tight end, has agreed a 4-year, $25 million deal with the Detroit Lions. So not only are the Lions getting Patriot players, but they're also getting Steeler players. Yeah, let's mix them around and see what happens. But again, we'll see how other things are going to go down. That is another recent acquisition, I guess you can say. So that's interesting for Jesse James and his backup tight end spot. Also, Adam Humphries, the former Buccaneer wide receiver, has signed a 4-year, $36 million deal with the Tennessee Titans, $19 million in guaranteed. And,
that's just a lot of guarantees. So, it says, per league source, 4 years, $36 million, $19 million in guarantees, $12 million fully guaranteed at the signing of the contract. And I guess the other guarantees are in circumstances of which, like, there are injuries or some sort like that. Anyways, that's a new signing as well. You know, in these situations, it's always nice to have your phone because Saints are giving former Vikings running back Latavius Murray a 4-year, $14.4 million deal. That's 47 seconds ago. A very talented running back for the Vikings goes to the Saints after losing Mark Ingram to the free agent market, grabbing Latavius Murray and behind Alvin Kamara is a great addition. I think he's a perfect guy to have behind Alvin Kamara. And it looks like Mark Ingram is good as gone from the New Orleans Saints. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting some good stuff here. There's also former Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks to sign a 4-year, $36 million deal with the Cardinals. So that's another linebacker for the Cardinals as they get two now. Suggs and Hicks are going to be, I guess, in the same side-by-side with one another. I think Suggs isn't. I guess he could play both sides. It's a 4-year, $36 million deal, $12 million to sign, $20 million guaranteed. Damn, that's actually $20 million guaranteed out of $36 million. That's actually a lot, all things considered. And let's see, what else is there? I'm updating my phone, updating the page where the NFL news is to make sure that I'm not missing anything. That's kind of cool. Ryan Shazier, the guy that was paralyzed. He's walking now, fortunately. I think it was two seasons ago. Will be told into the 2019 NFL season. He will remain on the team's roster this year and eventually will be placed on injured reserve, physically unable to perform list. So he's still getting paid. I think that's a very cool move. That's a good character move in the long run. But And then again, if they didn't do it, would they be criticized for it? Who knows? But that is a very cool thing the Steelers are doing to benefit the guy that almost lost his ability to walk for the team, basically. It's a very sad moment, but it's a miracle that he can walk, and that's a great news for him still that he's walking and standing up and all that good stuff. Let's see. Any other news? I'm ready. I'm ready to pounce any moment now for an update. You know, I'm doing this because I just know for a fact that as soon as I end this show, there's going to be a gigantic signing. Like Le'Veon Bell goes to England for some reason. Like, you know, like obviously that's over exaggerating, but we're like Le'Veon Bell goes to the CFL. I can't even finish that one without laughing. And then I just don't know. I'm just hoping something comes about before I end the show. There were some couple signings just in the last 10 seconds. So it's that's so fun when just everything just hits at you like a rock. So I think, well, okay, one major signing that we do need to discuss, though, is, wait a minute. There's something new here. Thomas Davis agrees to Chargers contract after 14 seasons with the Panthers. I was on the assumption he said he would retire as a Panther. He was a first-round pick in 2005. He's a 36-year-old. I thought he was going to retire. But I guess not. But 14 seasons with the Panthers seems to be over. It looks like he's going to play for the Chargers. I think probably just a veteran presence on the defensive side. That's weird. I could have sworn last season he was saying he was retiring at the end of the season. Well, I guess people do change their minds. I mean, look at Brett Favre, for crying out loud. And you want to hear something funny? Going back to the CJ Mosley contract. In 2002, Ray Lewis signed a 7-year, $50 million contract, $7.1 million per year, that included a then NFL record signing bonus of $19 million. Today, 2019, CJ Mosley agrees to a 5-year, $85 million deal, $17 million per year, that includes $51 million guaranteed. So Ray Lewis, after winning a Super Bowl, gets in a contract extension of a $50 million contract. His contract is not even is less than the guarantee that CJ Mosley got for his contract. My, oh my, it's either inflation hit us like crazy than we realized, or the NFL teams have way more money than they used to. Maybe both. So with that being said, that's an interesting little trivia fact based on that. God, I'm just waiting for the opportunities. Or waiting for the big news stories, because we're almost out of time today. But I just am waiting. Whatever. Okay. So, overall, I'd say this has been a very exciting free agency already, just based off the fact that it hasn't technically officially started yet, and we are still in the process of knowing who's going where. But by tomorrow, whew, there is going to be a lot of mayhem left to do. And I think that's how we're going to end it today. It seems that there's going to be no more news for this morning. But we'll one more check. One more update. Let's just see. One more update. Let's go now. Okay, one more time. Now. Nope. That's about it. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And as always, I'm Jeff Malinoff. And of course, I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.